that is, the victims themselves internalize the aggressor. They will show domestic violence, violence in other situations as well. In 20 years working at the Kovler Center, I've seen that maybe two, three times, so it's not a common manifestation what we've seen working with refugees there. On the other hand, what I want to speak to is not just the negative side of it, but the positive side of it. There was an article about 2 years ago, came out of Columbia University by George Bonanos, on resilience, and it was really paradigm shifting, at least for me, saying that if we look for trauma, that if we look for symptoms, that's what we're going to find. And he looked at two conditions, both grieving or bereavement and trauma, and he said that maybe we've overdiagnosed, that when we see people with incredible suffering, we tend to look for the symptoms and we find what we look for. He argued instead that if you look, you'll also see resilience, that people can go through these experiences and come out of them, perhaps even in some ways the stronger for it, not certainly easily or always, but it does happen. And in our experience at Kovler, over and over again, we see people struggling with huge, huge degrees of suffering and show incredible resilience that leaves us in awe. And I know it maybe sound a little emotional or corny, but it is really why this work is not depressing to do, because you see the capacity to survival and the capacity to mobilize their resources and to get on with their lives in ways that we wouldn't have predicted. We'll finish up, if I can, with kind of a snapshot to illustrate how this plays out. But I'll briefly sketch what goes into the treatment.